Wow, there's a bit of rock and roll as we bring in Andrew Webster. G'day, Webby.
That's a very flash introduction.
It is very flash.
Fantastic, mate. Fantastic.
Roadhouse Blues, The Doors.
TK's birthday today, mate.
Oh, happy birthday, TK. How old?
66 I was born.
Were you?
Oh, 66. Man, I'm not good at math. So what does that make you? 50.
Jeez, you're getting close, aren't you?
I am getting close.
Holy Jesus.
I am getting close.
It's going to be a hell of a bash. 1970 I was born.
Right. I'm the big 4-0 next year.
4-0?
You that young?
Yes.
You're not supposed to say it like that, with that shock and surprise in your voice.
Go and work for Rupert Murdoch for 5 years, see what happens.
No. Well, at least they kept your old photograph at the Herald. Well,
what I say is...
Exactly.
Go to Brecky Radio for more than 2 years
please.
To see how you cope.
That's right. We're really 21. Now, yeah. Webby.
Yes.
I reckon a bloke who might age a bit today is Kirtley Beale. Now, the strange thing about this, and I know you touch upon it in your column, he could be done and dusted today. He could be. I don't think he will, actually. I think Michael Checker will probably save him. But in saying that, how can you have an investigation without hearing from Ewan McKenzie or Di Patson?
Exactly. I never thought I'd say these words. Free Kirtley. Boys, in the last 24 hours behind the scenes, there's been some frantic negotiations going on involving the ARU and Kirtley Beale's management and legal team. I've been saying on this show for a couple of weeks, the whole text message / WhatsApp conversation that's been leaked to the press is not entirely what went down between all those parties.
Yep.
Okay.
As I understand it, there was forensic examination of Di Patson's ARU phone yesterday and also Kirtley Beale's, and there's some major discrepancies between what's been reported and what's been reported to the ARU. And I think you'll find that Kirtley Beale will stay in Australian rugby after today. That's what I'm predicting. Whether he still goes on the spring tour of Europe with Michael Checker, it remains to be seen. I think they'll still want to give him some sort of sanction because some of those messages aren't great, obviously. But I still think that the whole picture is yet to be revealed.
I got no problem with Kirtley being punished for what he did. You know, it was stupid again, and it's not as if it's his first offence. But should it cost him his career in rugby, I'd say not.
Well, I think that the conversation, like, I think it'll show that the Di Patson has actually gone along with some of the some of what was said, and that the second photo was not sent by Kirtley, as has been reported and as has been revealed, as has been sort of suggested by the ARU. So I think he'll get a slap on the wrist. But Michael Checker, you know, the reason for the delay in Michael Checker being announced as Wallabies coach. Remember, it took a day extra than we all thought for it to come out. Like, there was a whole stack of things, including money and the length of his deal. I've got no doubt, though, that what was to happen with Kirtley Beale, was part of those negotiations as well. I don't know if it was a condition of him taking the job that Kirtley Beale stayed in Australian rugby, but as I understand, it was almost in negotiation. So I will be stunned if Kirtley Beale is punished and kicked out of Australian rugby at the end of today.
Yeah, no, it'll be very interesting. Now, Paul Gallen's got himself into a bit of strife, mate.
Stupid.
And TK and I both think just a stupid act. He's bigger than that.
He is. You know, boys, we've all throughout our lives woken up the next morning after a couple of drinks the night before and gone,
speak for yourself.
Yeah,
what have I done? And then you know what? If you delete the message, it didn't happen. And I'm sure that, I'm sure that's what Gal has done today. I found it quite an interesting, notwithstanding the fact that he's had a major crack at the NRL, and I'll be stunned if he isn't sanctioned by both club or the game. But it was an interesting point that he made about Steve Noyce. Now, as I understand it, Steve Noyce fell out of favour with Sharks hierarchy, and particularly incoming coach or returning coach Shane Flanagan, because of Todd Carney. Like, he's very, very strong on kicking Todd out of the club over the bubbler incident. So it was interesting to see Gal come out in support of Steve like that, because I know other factions in that club did not want Steve Noyce there, and that's why they got rid of him.
Mate, Steve Noyce has always cared about players.
He does.
And maybe, I've got to think, to his detriment. You know, because you cared too much about the players, and they bring you down. You know, I reckon it's a terrible job being a CEO.
He's been very, very strong in that club too. Could you imagine being the CEO of Cronulla this year? In the face of everything that's happened,
Salvation Army wouldn't take him on.
But I'll give him his due. He always fronted to our show, didn't he? He's always fronted the big sports breakfast,
and he always cared about the players.
Unfortunately, until the end, after the penalty was handed down, or they'd taken the guilty sort of plea, we couldn't get a hold of him after that. I sort of understood, but we would have liked to have just had one more chat with him.
With Paul Gallen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, with Gal. I'm talking about Steve
Noisy. Noisy. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but it was stupid. He will be punished. He deserves to be punished, Paul Gallen, and he needs to throw that phone away while he's getting out. Now, mate, plenty happening. There's so much happening. No, I want to talk about your club.
Oh.
Because there's drama. When your best player actually voluntarily wants out of your club, and I know he's going to join his brother Josh, right?
Mm.
It could have happened the other way, though. Josh could have wanted to go back to the Dragons, but quite clearly Brett wanted to leave the Dragons. That's not a good sign, mate.
No, it's not a good sign at all. I don't like what's going on at the Dragons. I'm not happy with the management of the Dragons either, because I'll tell you what, there'll be a lot of fans, a lot of members who will be absolutely filthy that Brett Morris has left the club. I just saw some diehard Dragons fans down at Coogee this morning, and the first thing they want to know is Trent Merrin going to go next? I don't know. I can't get on to Mez. I've been asking.
Well, Trent's already said that he's disappointed with the way talks are going.
Absolutely, absolutely. But the fact remains, the club has got some major issues with salary cap. They're $500,000 to $600,000 over their cap, and it's all because Joel Thompson decided to not to go back to Canberra, and that's just caught. And they've signed Benji. It's an absolute mess. So it's going to be a tough, tough season for Paul McGregor next year.
Mm. All right, who's your tip for the Cox Plate?
The cleaner. I was spent 2 days.
The cleaner.
This is the thing. $12. I spent 2 days in Tasmania this week, down with the cleaner and the old trainer Mick Burles. It is an amazing story. This old guy bought the cleaner for $10,000 at the Launceston yearling sales. Couldn't afford to pay it. Sold it to his three golf mates. The horse has gone on to win nearly $1 million in prize money. So I went there and spent 2 days at the start of this week with this old bloke. He lives in a demountable shed on the side of his stables in Longford, which is a town of 400 people. I was there for track work on Tuesday morning and absolutely scorched over 400 metres, its last 400 metres. He said, if I can't win the Cox Plate with that, it never will. And he stormed off, and the poor old bloke's got emphysema. He's got a collapsed lung. He had an electronic cigarette in the sleeve of his pocket, but he was still punching out the proper cigarettes at the same time. He's that nervous. It's a fabulous story. Read it in tomorrow's Sydney Morning.
Nah, it's a good story. There's no doubt. No sport throws up stories like that quite like the racing industry does. Good on you, Webby. Look forward to reading that.
Thanks, boys. Enjoy your weekend.
Well done, mate.
Andrew Webster. He can scorch over 400 metres. The problem being for the cleaner, can he scorch over 2,040 metres? He's going to lead him up. He will give plenty of cheek. There's no doubt about that. And probably look like the winner with 100 to go.